Jim.
Johnny Davis, most of you remember him, Junior. Beloved husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather passed away June 5th, 2013, after a short bout with cancer. Johnny was born January 21st, 1942, to Johnny, Henry, and Ruth Maureen Black Davis. 1950. Johnny became a fighting Texas Aggie. I don't know, does anybody know what Aggies are anyway? Graduating with his BS degree in electrical engineering, he and his wife moved to Richardson, Texas in 1966. While in college, he worked as a cameraman for the Channel 3 KBTX in Bryan College Station. After graduation, his first job was at Collins Radio. His career transitioned from designing microelectronic circuits to being a part of the management team. Oh, I can't hardly see this little print. For two voice mail companies, Johnny developed their international distribution network and made many good friends during his international travels. Johnny's hobbies included ham radio. He was first licensed at age 13 and held the call K5LZA, that's N5NEV. Later he changed the call to K5JD. Johnny's skill with Morse code was unparalleled. While attending radio school in the Army National Guard, Johnny was asked to serve as the assistant instructor his first day in the class, since he already excelled in the class curriculum. Johnny was asked to serve as the assistant instructor his first day. Johnny also enjoyed traveling with his wife, like working at his computer, served on the Dallas Summer Musical Guild board, held many offices in the Dallas Amateur Radio Club, was in REACT, and on the Dallas County Racies Council. He relayed weather spotter reports from his amateur radio net to various media. He is survived by his wife of 48 years, Mary Ann Davis of Richardson, children Johnny H. Davis III, and Tammy Susan Sigmund, grandchildren Heather Sherman, Mary Lynn Sigmund, and Johnny H. Davis IV. Grandchildren Caden Hunter, sister Patricia Davis Hexner, Jerry, sister-in-law Priscilla J. Harris, nephews Ben Hexner and William B. Harris IV, and nieces Sarah Crow and Amanda Stellano. He was preceded in death by his parents, son-in-law Gregory James Sigmund, brother-in-law William Birch Harris, and grandson Hunter. Funeral services were held at 2 p.m. Saturday, June 8th. Quarantine, Jackson, Morrow Chapel, in Allen, Texas. Reverend Johnny R. Jones officiating. Intermittent followed at Ridgeway Memorial Park. The family received friends and so forth. And we're sorry to hear about Johnny because he was so faithful in during times of disaster, which we worked so much. And I hope that everybody would say a prayer for his family that's left. At this time, we'll read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time and the recognition of Johnny and what he meant to us as a ham radio operator. We just pray that you'll go with his family, Lord, in this sorrow. And we just want to lift them up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.